We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the Denver Sports Podcast. I'm Harrison Wynn. We're presented by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. Stop into the bar here, corner of Colfax and York. Get a Christmas ale from Breck Brew for $6 the entire month of January. That's our beer of the month from Breckenridge Brewery. I think it goes away after that. So get the Christmas ale while it's hot. On today's show, I got Miroslav Chuk coming on to talk about Dejan Milojevic, who tragically passed away a couple days ago. Legendary Serbian player who won multiple gold medals for his country, legendary player at the club level in Serbia as well. He played a couple years for Partizan, which is one of the two teams in Belgrade, and he's looked at as an absolute legend over there. So I had Miroslav come on, and you probably know Miroslav from Serbian Corner, the podcast he hosts on the weekends on the DNVR Nuggets feed. He's been on our Nuggets show a lot, but he is around the same age as Dejan. And he grew up rooting for him, watching him, and he has obviously a great perspective on who he was as a player and a coach. And Dejan suddenly passed away, it sounds like from a heart attack a couple days ago. He obviously is Serbian. He grew up there. He played at the club level, played for his country, and then coached Mega, which is the team Nikola Jokic played for a few years. So he coached Jokic and still has a great relationship with him today, but he did tragically pass a couple of days ago in Utah, in Salt Lake City. He's on the Golden State Warriors staff. He's an assistant coach there, and apparently they were out to a team dinner or something, and it was real sudden, real tragic event, and the Warriors' last two games have been canceled, and if you've been on social media, you've seen just the outpouring of respect and just support for Dejan and those around him from everybody in the NBA, not just Serbian people, but American guys who, you know, might have come across him just once or twice, just talking about how good of a guy he was and how much they respected him. So Miroslav had a lot of great insight on who he was as a player, a coach, and obviously his relationship with Nikola Jokic, who, if I know Nikola Jokic, I know he's taken this news really, really hard while the Nuggets are on the road here on a five-game road trip. So, yeah, without further ado, let's get to my chat with Miroslav. All right, my guest this week on the Denver Sports Podcast, you guys know him from Serbian Corner, the podcast he hosts on the DNVR network, Miroslav Chuk. And Miroslav, thanks for joining me, man.
Dobar dan, Harrison. Dobar dan.
Obviously, you know, the news coming down a few days ago that Dejan Milojevic, he passes at 46 years old. What's been just the mood over there, from just what you've been able to soak in about how the country's taken this? 'Cause this is obviously a huge loss.
Yeah, I mentioned this briefly on the when they show on the NBA show that Dejan Milojević wasn't really a celebrity. He was like just a beloved person in Serbia, and it really shows. First of all, we've heard that he you know had a heart attack and he is in a very serious condition, and it felt, at least to me, like the time stopped at that point. Everybody was just trying to scrap for some more information we could get. Of course, we needed to wait for the night in America to end in order to get any kind of update there. But yeah, from the beginning we knew the situation was very serious, because some of the basketball people that were close to him were giving away some messages of hope, but you could have read the tea leaves that everybody knew that it was extremely serious at that point. And of course everybody was scared of the worst possible outcome that unfortunately happened. And even today, even a day after it all happened, the news agencies, everything is flawed by the reactions of his departure, and everybody's quoting all the NBA franchises, all the important people from the America who have shared their condolences with Dejan's family and friends and everybody who was close to him. And it means a lot. It really means a lot. You could see from that what kind of a globetrotter he really was, how beloved he was by everybody that was in contact with him.
Over the last 24 hours on social media, obviously, Serbian players, international players who were close with him, but even, American guys showing just how much he meant to them. So it's hit a lot of people for sure. And I feel like it's probably, obviously hitting you guys over there a lot, because Dejan, he wasn't just like a player who played for Serbia. He was kind of a hero over there. I mean, 2 gold medals for Serbia. He was MVP of the Adriatic League a couple times. He was a great player who did a lot of just like amazing stuff for the country. From that angle, does it hurt a little more?
Yeah, of course, because he was the part of that last golden generation. He, as you said, he won 1 gold medal with a young team of Yugoslavia, like under 22 team.
They were 22 European and under athletes. In 1998 in Italy, the European Championships.
Yeah, together with Marko Jaric and Igor Rakočević. And then again in 2001 with a senior team, he won the gold medal, European gold medal. He was supposed to be on the Indianapolis 2002 team that won a gold medal as well, but he was injured, so he couldn't be the part of that team. Yeah, of course, he is one of the heroes, and I think he is even more remembered by his amazing games in EuroLeague and Adriatic League, where he dominated for a number of years. As I said, he had like a 5-year stretch where he was the most dominant big man in EuroLeague. He actually holds the second biggest game score in the history of EuroLeague, and the biggest game score in the history of Adriatic League. So yeah, we remember him by his great treats on the basketball court. But then again, if you try to find any footage of him, and he was a really kind guy who was always giving up interviews to journalists all over, and he was
like
glad
me
to...
like me.
That's right. So, and have you ever seen him without a smile?
No.
He was just smiles all over. Such a bolt of positivity, and everybody could felt that.
No, I definitely got that impression too. I had one real one-on-one interaction with him, and I did an interview with him about Nikola Jokic last season when the Warriors were in town. Super gracious, super enjoyable to chat with, and like you said, he always has a smile on his face, and I feel like that's another reason why you've seen this outpouring of support from just everybody. I want to get into like his relationship with Jokic and stuff with that. But all right, we'll get back to Miroslav in 1 second. Gotta tell you guys about DraftKings Sportsbook first, though. If you're new to DraftKings, sign up with the code DNVR and you can place a $5 bet on any NHL game going on right now. You can bet on the Avs, you can bet on whatever team you want, and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. That's this week. So you can bet $5, get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code DNVR. New customers can bet just $5 on the NHL. Get $200 instantly and bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problems with gambling. Call 888-789-7777. Visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after assurance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. Also, guys, if you're always on the move and you don't have time to cook, I don't, I know that, check out Factor Meals. They show up on your doorstep. You pop them in the fridge, and then when you're ready to eat them, you put them in the microwave for 2 minutes. Then they are good to go. If you're trying to get your New Year's resolution going, if you're just looking to make a change and eat healthier, Factor Meals, they're ready to eat. They're healthy. You can choose from over 35 meals per week, including options like keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie, plus over 55 weekly add-ons as well. They taste great. Too. They don't taste like your classic frozen meal that you put in the microwave from the supermarket. This is great stuff. Go to factormeals.com/DNVR50. You're going to get 50% off your order. 50% off your order at factormeals.com/DNVR50. Go check it out. You spoke about this a little bit. He was the Serbian Charles Barkley. That's how people knew him. What kind of player was he? And growing up in Serbia, I mean, what do you remember just kind of rooting for this guy? What was that like?
Yeah, well, first of all, some of my buddies, Dan was 2 years older than me. So a lot of my buddies who were high-level basketball players in the young age, they didn't become the professional basketball players, but they did play against Dan in the youth age, and they all tell me that he was by far the strongest player they ever played against. He had an amazing nose, amazing feel for rebounding, similar to Jokic, really. It's just that Nikola is 7 foot, so it's kind of easier for him. But Dan was just a double-double machine. You could count on him every night to get you. There's a anecdote told by Coach Pešić when he was Dan's coach in 2001. And if Team Yugoslavia would struggle with rebounding, he would turn to the bench and say, because Dan was a bench guy, "So why are we not rebounding?" And Dan was like, "Get me in, coach, get me in. You know I'm going to..." I'm going to get you some rebounds. And of course, he had just a plethora of low post moves. He was he had a really, really, really good footwork for a big guy. And this is why he managed to dominate so much, even though he was, undersized. Although he was like 6'7", but he was like 250, 260 pounds of pure muscle. So he was just a unit.
Well, I was watching some of his highlights earlier today, and 6'7", 2-something, like probably 230, 240. And like you said, just a physical, strong, powerful player. And it's funny, you can actually see like a little bit of Jokic's game there, just from like the footwork and the IQ and the skill and just the understanding of basketball. And I don't know. I wonder if that's a reason why they bonded like they did.
Yeah, I mentioned that on Wednesday. Dan always said that he had to specially prepare for every training, every workout with Nicola, because Nicola would copy each move he would show him on the first try and perfectly. So he needed to prepare for every workout thoroughly to give him enough, you know, gems to be able to work with later. And Dan was a great post guy, and Nicola have everything that Dan had and more, of course.
Yeah. So Dejan obviously plays for Serbia, has some incredible moments for the country, has incredible moments just playing there for different clubs. He played for Partizan, of course. And then 3 years after he retires, he becomes the coach at Mega. And I think I remember this from when we were over in Serbia a couple summers ago, but it was either you or somebody there was telling us how, like, when you're a great player in Serbia, sometimes you're kind of chosen to go into coaching and you're chosen to kind of take on that responsibility of coaching the next generation. And of course he goes to Mega, and ever since then, you know, they just start turning out NBA players. I think 11 players went to the NBA when he was coaching there. Is that accurate? Like how does a player like him become a coach? And is that kind of like a pathway that he's encouraged to go into?
Yeah, that's true. Željko Obradović, for instance, he was a point guard on a national team. He wasn't a top level player. He wasn't the first point guard in a row. But while he was a player, his coaches always knew that he would be the next coach. They knew, and they would take him under their mantle. And as I said, most of the coaches are former point guards, so it's not a very usual thing for a big guy to become a coach. And so that was kind of a surprising move. And Miško Raznatović actually said that on the 100 Invisible Threads, that when he appointed Dan to be the coach of Mega, he wasn't really a coach. He knew nothing about coaching, but he trusted in him because he knew how eloquent he was and how great with people he was. And of course, he had a great basketball knowledge, and he believed in him. And of course, it was a process. It was a eight years process on Mega, and Dan was growing together with his players every year, and he was, you know, becoming a better and better coach every year.
Yeah. What do you think just his impact was on Serbian basketball over the last, you know, however many years, couple of decades, you know, from people watching him as a player to the people he affected as a coach? How would you just kind of put into words the impact he had on Serbian basketball?
Yeah, as I said, in his playing days, most of the things people remember him for was playing for Partizan Belgrade, was playing for Budućnost in Podgorica in Montenegro. You know, mm-hmm. He played for six strong years in those two clubs, and then he went abroad as well. People know him for his huge numbers and incredible energy, but I might actually say that he even had a bigger impression after he stopped playing and became a coach and became such a beloved figure, because, and it coincides with times changing, time of, you know, social media and new kinds of media, so everybody's more available for the audience to see them and hear them talk. You know, in the 80s and the 90s, you couldn't really hear basketball players speak. It's just like, you know, you get a couple of rows in the newspaper and that was that. Today, yeah. you could have heard what kind of a charismatic guy Dan was, and that of course made him even more popular, even among, you know, fans of other teams and not only Partizan Belgrade. But as I said, he's considered an absolute legend of Partizan Belgrade, even though he only played for two full seasons. He actually returned to Partizan in 2000, and 9, something like that, at the end of his career. But he had injuries on his both knees, so he had to retire early. But it's similar, actually, to Bruce Brown in Denver. You know, Bruce played for only one season, and he will be forever remembered as the legend of Denver Nuggets. It's similar with Dejan Milojević and Partizan Belgrade. Only two seasons, but amazing two seasons, and, you know, he'll be remembered forever.
Yeah. No, it's funny how that works, man. When you're someplace for even a short amount of time and you do something special and you you're just that type of person. Because, like, Bruce Brown could have been an asshole when he was in Denver, and he probably wouldn't have been remembered the same way, even though he was a great player. But you got to be great on the court, and you got to be a person that people can get behind off it as well. It's cool. Guys, if you're looking for tickets to concert shows and sporting events, check out the Game Time app. You can download the Game Time app, create an account right now, use code DNVR for $20 off. $20 off your first purchase with the Game Time app. Super easy. Just download the app, create an account, use code DNVR. You're going to get $20 off your first purchase to sporting event. Nuggets, Avs, what college, whatever you want. Game Time has it. Concert shows as well. They have these great last-minute price drops as well. They also have these zone deals where you pick the section. Game Time picks the seats for an average of 18% savings. They're finding the best ways to get tickets to you at the best prices. Last-minute tickets, easy to find and buy. Views from all seats in the venue on their app as well, so you can actually see where you'll be sitting. Lowest price is guaranteed as well. So download the Game Time app if you're a new user. Create an account. Use code DNVR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. But again, create an account. Redeem code DNVR for $20 off. Also, shout out to Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR, the presenting sponsor of this podcast as well. The beer of the month here in January at the DNVR bar, the Christmas Ale. I think it goes away after January as well. So get it while it's hot. You can get it here, corner Colfax and York, DNVR bar if you're local, $6 all month long. One of my favorites from Breck Brew. They also have tons of other types of beer as well. Avalanche Amber, Mile High City, the Broncos Country Pale Ale, the Funslinger, Good Company Hard Seltzer too. So you can stop in and get those here at the bar. If you're not local, check out breckbrew.com and their beer locator. Type in your zip code, shows you exactly where to get Breckenridge Brewery no matter where you are. So he coaches Jokic at Mega for, I think, 2.5 years. And a lot of people credit him with being one of the first people to really realize that Jokic had, I'll call it, star potential. Like people thought he could be a good player, good EuroLeague player, good player in Europe. But there were a couple people along the way who thought, like, wow, this guy has that special something. And Dejan was one of those guys. Do you know anything about just the relationship that they had, Jokic and Dejan, going back to, you know, when he was coaching Jokic, and maybe a little bit about the relationship they might have maintained over the years, or why in particular were those guys so close?
I think the biggest part here, and of course I'm just reading the tea leaves, I think that it was Dan's personality that made them bond so strongly. I mean, you could have seen Darko Rajakovic, coach of Toronto Raptors, weeping after last night's game. You know, he wasn't as close with Dejan as Nikola is. You know, he didn't coach him for 2.5 seasons like he did with Nikola. And yeah, he still wept because, you know, he was just that kind of guy that everybody loved. Same with everybody else you've heard there. So Dejan was the buddy type of coach to all of his players, and of course that helps the bond being stronger. He wasn't a dictator of sorts like most,
like a true coaches. True players type of coach.
Yeah, and that's we are so sorry, we are so sad in Serbia because he never got a chance to coach the national team, because everybody kind of knew he would be the perfect coach for the national team, because he had that great mix of people skills and competence and authority at the same time, and also modern thinking about basketball.
Yeah, he has a great, I would think, a great mix of the old school mentality that he played with, mixed with the new school approach that he coached with and was getting in the NBA as well.
Exactly, because we've had the case of Igor Kokoshkov, who is a very well-respected assistant coach in the NBA, and he was a head coach for a short time in Phoenix Suns. Igor is from my hometown, so I have strong feelings about him. But Igor never coached outside of the NBA. I mean, he had all of those years of experience there. Then he came to the national team of Serbia, wasn't successful. Then he moved to Turkey, wasn't successful there. So he just came back to the NBA because that's the type of basketball he knows best. Knows to coach best. And, you know, Dan had both of those worlds. He was a coach in Europe for so many years. So this is one of the reasons I was very confident in his abilities to be a great national team coach.
Mm-hmm. I saw this quote from Jokic from 2022. He's talking about Dejan here. I've known him for a long time, a perfect man, positive. When I grow up, I would like to be like Deki, which is his nickname over there.
Yeah.
I think that kind of sums it up right there. Like, he kind of looked at him as a mentor type of figure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Deki was just the perfect age against Nikola. He was like 18 years older than Nikola. So he was older enough for Nikola to really respect him, and also young enough to kind of be his buddy still. So he had that sweet spot, and of course nothing could have replaced his charisma. So yeah, I guess it speaks a lot about Deki.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah. What else should people out there know about this guy from your perspective?
I mean, it's hard to say. I've read to so many anecdotes about him in the last 24 hours, and some of them are from, you know, some you know, media that's not really reliable, so you should take it with a grain of salt. But at the very end, all the stories I've ever heard of him were just super positive. And, you know, talking about him being such a great energy guy, such a positive influence to everybody around him, everybody just loved him. And you will not hear that about, you know, every person. I mean, we all say nice things about people that are gone, but in case of Dejan Milojević, that is not hyperbole at all.
Yeah, I agree with that. Miroslav, thanks for coming on and shedding some light on Dejan and what he's meant to the basketball world, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks to Miroslav for coming on and shedding some light on who Dejan was as a person and a coach. Really enjoyed that chat. And yeah, that's going to do it for this episode of the Denver Sports Podcast. Guys, thanks for listening. If you're watching on YouTube, throw me a quick like. If you're listening to this as a podcast, leave a quick review. Really appreciate it. And thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another guest. Talk to you then.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.